On town meeting day, voters around the state will vote on issues from school budgets to buying a new dump truck. And in Brattleboro, voters will take a step deeper into environmental consciousness as they decide if they want to ban stores from giving out plastic bags. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this report.
Tim Maciel says, for the most part, Brattleboro is as green as they come.
Brattleboro, the one and only Brattleboro, come on. We're environmentally conscious. We care about our oceans and rivers and wildlife. That's kind of what makes us distinct.
But that reputation, Maciel says, is weakened with every plastic bag that's given out by a Brattleboro cashier. Maciel says the flimsy, single-use plastic bags that are given out at grocery stores are especially troubling. He hopes Brattleboro voters agree with him when they go to the polls next Tuesday. Maciel helped gather about 500 signatures to get the question onto next week's town meeting day ballot. The vote is advisory, and it encourages the select board to pass an ordinance that would prohibit stores from giving out, quote, single-use carry-out plastic bags.
Brattleboro should be distinctively Vermont, and using these things, we're just like any other irresponsible town in the country. Brattleboro is, in my mind, is progressive, and this is not who we are.
Maciel's from San Jose, California, which banned plastic bags from stores in 2012. He's been in Brattleboro since 1999, and he says he's been thinking about getting his adopted hometown to make the same move for a few years. He wrote letters to the legislature. He met with local officials, but nothing happened. And then the left-leaning Maciel watched his country elect Donald Trump as president.
So what really did the trick, I think, was the national election and then hearing President Obama saying, get involved at a local level. Yeah, I have to admit, in such a funk after the presidential election, I thought, well, this is a statement to, okay, the EPA is going to do what they're going to do, but our town, Brattleboro, is going to do what's right and ban these things.
Down Main Street at Sam's Outdoor Outfitters, clumps of plastic bags hang behind every register. Brad Borofsky is co-owner of Sam's, and he says he's already invested in what he thought were biodegradable bags, only to find out that they didn't really break down. If people bring in their own bags, he worries about shoplifting, and he says paper bags have their own environmental impacts. Borofsky says he'll follow any ordinance that gets passed, but he's not sure it's quite as easy as the supporters make it sound.
There are so many things making it hard to do business. We're competing with the internet, and in most cases the internet doesn't have to deal with any of the things that are hitting us as a brick and mortar type of business. But, you know, this is just one more thing, and it's, you know, when you decide you want to go into business and you think it's all about selling merchandise and making the customer happy, it's a lot more complicated than that.
Cities and towns across the country have already passed ordinances that ban plastic bags. In 2016, the entire state of California passed a referendum banning single-use bags. Phil Rosinski is policy chair for the American Progressive Bag Alliance, a trade group that represents plastic bag companies. He says plastic grocery bags are easy targets for communities to phase out, but the reality is that banning plastic bags has very little impact on the amount of waste produced.
You know, in these communities, really what we like to see is comprehensive looks at the waste stream. That's going to be what's going to make meaningful differences in the long run, not feel-good legislation. Again, you can ban anything, it goes away, but is it going to make a difference? All the post-ban studies are finding no.
Laws across the country range from outright bans to only allowing recyclable or thicker bags, or forcing retailers to charge the customers for taking them. If Brattleboro voters approve the ban on Tuesday, it will be up to the select board to write an ordinance for the town. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.